All-time top 10 with Ryan and Ben.
You ate a pan of biscuits, a pot of kidney stew. You drank a gallon of milk, you ate a pound cake too. A skillet of liver, a dozen of eggs, 12 hot dogs and 8 broad legs. You know you eat too much. Yes, you eat too much. Bologna, a gallon of ice cream too. You ate the sole off of my left shoe. You started in the kitchen and ended in the hall. You chewed up the rug and ate the paper off the wall. You know you eat too much. Yes, you eat too much. Night and a ham today. You ate a sack of beans with no delay. You had neck bones and rice, a pig feet and greens. I wonder, do you know what a diet really means? You know you eat too much. Yes, you eat too much. You know you eat too much. And one of these days it'll get you down. Television while working on that job. I came home this morning, you had chewed off all the knob. I would tell the man at the grocer not to sell you any more food, but that's the one thing that would be too doggone rude. You know you eat too much. Yes, you eat too much. You know you eat too much. And one of these days it'll get you done.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome.
We are back.
We're back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Welcome to episode 16.
It's a lot of energy.
Go on.
This is the sock to l'ultimate. You know, I mean.
At this point, you could say anything. I'll just agree
with
you.
Well, it has to generally, it kind of has to be in the
it's got the, it starts
area.
With the letter S. Yeah. 16th episode, the sweet 16.
Wow.
Wow. Yes.
Ben, you are very sweet.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. I wish I could return the compliment, but yeah, not so much. Anyway, this is episode 16 of All Time Top 10 with Ryan and Ben. I am Ben Eisen.
I'm Ryan Blake.
That's Ryan Blake.
I hope you're hungry.
I hope you are hungry. This whole episode is dedicated to our good friend Eric Desiderio.
Yeah.
Especially that last song. That song was from, just so you know, that last song was by Harold Barrage, and it's called You Eat Too Much.
Yeah.
And God damn it, if Eric Desiderio does not eat like a maniac.
Yeah.
And he makes me mad because he doesn't really gain weight or anything.
Yeah, well, food's on his brain all the time.
like all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in our band. He's a good guy, but yeah, he eats too much.
He's the first to ask any questions about free food and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
And
we had a gig. What's the deal with food?
Yeah. First
but,
question.
Yeah. Well, today's topic, I'm excited about this one. This is top 10 songs about food.
About food.
And yeah, I don't know where you're going with it. A lot of mine, my wife and I have come to the agreement that food is inherently funny.
Yeah.
And so it's not all, at least half of mine are in a humorous vein.
You know what? My list was entirely not humorous until you told me that you felt that food is inherently funny. And I'm
it
like,
is,
okay,
man.
So we can go that way. And so then I added a few songs that fit that bill.
It's funny. I mean, it can't be.
So go ahead and go for it, man. What do you got? Right. What do you got going on? Number 10.
I'm going to start with my number 10, and I'm going to start off.
Wait, why don't you start with your number 7?
Nah. I'm going to start off by stealing one from you right off the bat.
Okay.
This is the Beatles. This is Savoy Truffle.
Oh, my God, man. How can you do that? How can you do such a thing? At number 10, nonetheless.
I did it at number 10 because when I start the show off, when it's my song first, I like to start things off, you know, kind of punchy and kind of upbeat and fun. And
there goes the neighborhood.
And I felt bad for half a second when I knew I was going to steal this one from you.
Yeah, just my number 2.
Oh, no. I'm sure you have alternates to spare. Savoy Truffle, written by George Harrison, appears on 1968's The White Album. This song is a tribute to Eric Clapton's chocolate addiction.
Right.
But George Harrison's good buddy Eric Clapton had a big problem with chocolate. He just couldn't
apparently
stop
so,
eating,
yeah.
apparently. The chorus, you'll have to have them all pulled out after the Savoy Truffle. You know, listing all these different chocolate confections.
The cream tangerine, the Montelimour.
Yes.
The ginger sling with pineapple heart, cherry creams.
Yeah.
And nice apple tart.
Nice apple tart. Apparently, I read that George got the lyrics for this song off of a box for Macintosh's Good News Chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the lyrics, are just names of things that they produce.
It's a great song. I love all the horns in it and everything.
Yeah, and Eric Clapton, his teeth were hurting. Oh, the saxophones.
Yep.
Yeah, it's so fun, and I like the solo too because it has like it's really. It almost sounds like the guitar is saying "ow."
Yeah,
like he's making fun of Eric because his teeth are all going to get pulled out. After it has the Savoy Truffle.
Greatest band of all time.
Yeah, it's undeniable. And this is one of their classics. This is my number 10, The Beatles, Savoy Truffle.
Number 10.
dun. Yeah.
Stolen.
Stolen right off the bat. I feel like a jerk, but I had to do it.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. It's a great song. I know, really. You know, I was actually, in a way, hoping that you were going to steal something from me, so because I have another one that I'd really like to play.
Oh, okay.
So well, it's all right.
Alternate land.
You didn't hurt me like you had hoped.
I was hoping to hurt your pride, but it
so,
didn't work.
My number 10, we're yes. staying in desserts.
All right, rock on.
This song's called Ice Cream Man. This is...
Is it which version?
Well, the version by Van Halen.
Okay, well, it was... let me check my notes since something was just stolen from me. Tit for tat.
Written by John Brim.
Yes, John Brim, 1953.
Yeah.
Yes.
But this is the 1978 version by Van Halen. I'm your ice cream man, baby.
Stop me when I'm passing by.
Stop me when I'm passing by. See, yeah. Now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Yeah.
He's just talking about ice cream.
Of course. Yeah. You know, because he's got Bim Bam Banana Pops.
Yeah.
Dixie Cups. And all flavors. And push-ups, too.
And push-ups, too.
I have this thing where the all the songs I've selected, except for I didn't do the first one for some reason, all the songs I've selected, I wanted to write down all the different foods that they mention in the yeah. song. And in this one, yeah, those are the ones that he mentions. But in John Brim's version, he doesn't say Bim Bam Banana Pops.
Oh.
No, he says ice cream sandwiches.
Oh.
His version of that is ice cream sandwiches, Dixie Cups, Popsicles, and push-ups, too.
Okay.
But either way.
Yeah.
Either way, it's all yummy.
I've always really liked this song because it starts off just acoustically.
Yep.
And they're just rocking. Yeah. And then the whole band comes in, and it just goes a whole other level. Like the
yeah,
and, it's just and, a rocking, and cooking song.
Just true to form, Eddie Van Halen's the solo is just sick.
Yeah.
That everything on that first record, his guitar sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's like an eruption.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to get to top 10 instrumentals, or maybe top 10 side one, track ones or something.
Yeah.
Eruption will make an appearance on this show, I'm sure.
Like... Beethoven's Fifth, track one, side one of the Fifth Symphony.
All right, Jack Black, you've made your point, and you've stolen one from me now.
All right.
So we're even. This is Ryan Blake's number 10. This is Van Halen with Ice Cream Man.
Number 10.
Dedicate one to the ladies. Sometimes a babe needs something to keep you cool. Ah, now summertime's here, babe, need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though, Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh my, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I got Bim Bam Banana, Dixie Cups, all flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man, baby, stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop, I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys. I'm putting my banana, Dixie Cups, old flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Yes. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. This is all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Yeah.
Pretty rad. We're 2 for 2 on stolen. Yeah. Stolen songs.
I don't think you're gonna steal my next one.
All right,
but we'll see.
What do you got?
Well, we're done with dessert now. We're gonna go back into some main course material here. This is actually a side dish.
Okay,
but it's side dish time. This song, it's not the greatest song in the world, but it has special meaning for me because my parents had it on 45, and I heard it probably 300 times as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they always said that all of us kids loved it, and we used to dance around listening to this song.
What is it? What is it?
Well, it's an singer named Dee Dee Sharp, and the song is called Gravy for My Mashed Potatoes. Yeah. I don't know if you know this one.
No.
Yeah, she came out in the early 60s. This is actually from 1962, and it's kind of, she's kind of a gimmicky thing, or, you know, kind of like Chubby Checker with the mm-hmm. twist thing. She actually did a duet with Chubby Checker called Slow Twistin'. Mm. And it's all that super bubblegum, just, you know, it's fun stuff. This is off her album, It's Mashed Potato Time.
Oh my gosh.
And some
I
of her,
love mashed potatoes.
I know. That's what the song's about. So yeah, besides this song, her other hits were Mashed Potato Time and Do the Bird.
What kind of gravy is it? Is it the brown gravy or white gravy?
If it's my mashed potatoes,
no, I'm talking about the song. I don't care about your mashed potatoes.
She doesn't specify.
She doesn't. Oh, okay.
No, but I'm
mushroom gravy, maybe.
Damn. We're gonna have to hit Hometown Buffet when we leave this place. If it was me, I'd go with the brown gravy.
Yeah.
It's for mashed potatoes, it's the best. But anyway, this is a simple little ditty, and this is a shout out to my folks. This is Dee Dee Sharp, Gravy for My Mashed Potatoes.
Number 9.
You got your mind in the gutter, man.
No, I don't. I believe
saying,
you. That
you're saying that she's not singing about food.
Well, she said, "Give me some gravy for my mashed potatoes." I mean, I suppose maybe they could have been just talking about gravy and
Later in the song, she says that, you know, she wants some loving and kissing and hugging, whatever. But that's after they eat.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
And they're all full.
Yeah.
All right.
That's hot. That's my number nine, D.D. Sharp with Gimme Gravy for my mashed potatoes.
Well, my number nine
yes,
is it's dedicated to you, Ben.
Huh?
It's dedicated to you.
Huh?
Because it's about a fruit.
What the hell are you talking about?
I just called you a fruit.
Oh, ba-dum bum.
This song is called Peaches.
Yeah, alternate. I love this song.
President of the United States of America, Pot yes. USA, recorded in 1995.
Yeah.
Moving to the country, going to eat me a lot of peaches.
That's pretty much the whole song.
Yeah, and he talks about canned peaches. Mm-hmm. You mean a can or in
millions of peaches.
Yeah.
Peaches for me.
In my hand. Peaches.
I don't think he's talking about anything else but peaches in this song.
Nope.
Yeah.
And this is a great band. I mean, they had like four pretty big hits off this one album.
She's Lump. She's Lump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buggy. Dune Buggy.
I don't think I know that one.
And they had one called Kitties.
Okay.
Little Kitty.
I know the two. I knew Lump and Peaches. I like the...
you don't remember the Kitties one? Meow.
Maybe I do. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Little kitty, lock my screen door. Meow.
That's right. Yeah, that could have made our rock trios list, too.
Yeah.
And the bass player, he only had two strings.
And so did the guitar player.
That's right. Yeah, they were weirdos.
Yeah. And but good song, though.
Yeah.
Number nine, Peaches from President of the United States of America.
Number nine.
Country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. Move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a root salt twist, squished a rotten peach in my fist, and dreamed about you, a woman.
Could eat a peach for hours.
Oh yeah,
that's from a movie.
Oh
yeah, and he was not talking about the fruit either.
Oh,
Nicolas Cage. It's from Face Off. You never saw Face Off?
Yeah, I did see Face Off. Yeah.
I could eat a peach for hours. That is Ryan Blake's number nine. Presidents of the United States of America, Peaches. We're gonna move on to my number eight, and this is from 1947. A song written by Gene Burns called Everybody Eats When They Come to My House.
Hmm.
And it's by Mr. Cab Calloway.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone knows Cab Calloway.
Of course.
Minnie the Moocher was his biggest hit. And just kind of a big band leader from the 30s and 40s. A lot of like silly stuff. Kind of Louis Prima-esque.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This song mentions a lot of food. And it's one of those ones that was, it probably took like 2 minutes to write because he basically just rhymes food with people's names.
Hmm.
Yeah, but in this song he mentions banana, salami, gravy, tomato, cacciatore, bologna, pancakes, pasta, fazula, bagel, cherry, knish, latke, and chili con carne.
Wow.
And he's basically like calling all his buddies over. And
that's a lot of food. Everybody eats.
Everybody eats when they come to his house. He says, I'll work my fingers to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it chokes you or if it kills you or something like that. Some of the names he calls out for his friends are a little suspect, I think. Like he says, pasta fazula for Tallulah.
Oh, gotcha.
Tallulah?
Yeah.
You know, and he said, don't be so bashful, Nashville.
Oh.
Is there really people named Nashville?
Maybe.
And then this one's really...
Maybe he's just referring to the people coming from Nashville over to his house.
Is that what it is? This one is especially egregious, myself being Jewish. He says, have a latke, Matke. Come on, Cab. Yeah. You can do better than that. But the song's funny, and it's entertaining, and it is about food. This is my number 8. This is Cab Calloway. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Number 8.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills you. Pass me a pancake, Mandrake. Having a derby, Irby. Look in the Fendel, Mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Mandrake. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, Tallulah. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. 'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishya. Pass him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
See,
but that's a bold statement.
What?
That everybody eats when they come to my house. When, well, he's inviting the entire city of Nashville over, including all those other people. I mean, that's like
several hundred thousand people.
Yeah,
yeah.
And everybody's gonna eat.
Everybody eats.
Even Matt Key?
even what was that one?
Fump?
Fump. Chili con carne for Barney.
Yeah.
Yeah. He must be a good cook. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's Cab Calloway. That's my number eight. Ryan Blake, what is your number eight, sir?
My number eight is called Semi Sweet. It's by Lederhosen Lusel. Have you heard of her?
No.
She's the singer-songwriter. She's French-Canadian. She's from Quebec.
Okay.
And she performs, but she's like this just normal, average-looking blonde girl, but she wears full Lederhosen.
Okay.
And it does a wig with the braids on the side.
Wow.
And she speaks with a real thick, is it Danish or is it German?
German.
German with its thick German accent.
Yeah.
And then she sings all these songs, but she sings some French in it sometimes, and
whoa.
It's very bizarre, but it's all stuff on her synthesizer, like cheesy drum beats and
stuff.
Yeah. And plays, and they're awesome little songs.
This is like a Casio kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
But this is Semi-Sweet. It's from the album called Tales from the Pantry.
Is it about chocolate? Tales from the Pantry?
Yeah.
Is it about chocolate chips?
No, well, it's about semi-sweet biscuits.
Oh.
And she also talks about eating brown rice and TVP, which is total vegetable protein. And it's a French Canadian thing.
Is that kind of like Vegemite or something?
It could be.
That sounds terrifying. TVP? Mm-hmm. It sounds like a venereal disease or something.
I know, huh? Jeez. But it's not. It's food.
I got TVP, man.
So let's hear it. This is Semi-Sweet by Lederhosen Lusel.
All right.
Number eight.
I was living on brown rice and TVP when my grocer said, come see me. And I walked past the till till she was ready to consult me. She said, you're getting too much of a good thing. She laughed, then she started to grin. Like gin, Bombay Sapphire is chilling in the back freezer. A bar of zero make it sound me sweet. Polyvalent of a combo biscuit. Nightshades are just the right thing to eat. Ah, my melting summer sun and potpourri. Kites cut and the pollen flies free. Like tea iced in the jug and sitting idle on the porch step. The neighbors dance with a particular swim. Wild kites dive into the dark den that spins into the night when skipping ropes are tucked away. And a bar of zero make it sound nicely. Polyvalent of a combo biscuit. Nightshades are just, nightshades are just the right thing to eat. Ah, ah, the right thing to
Yeah, man. Lederhosen Lusel.
It's so dreamy, man. I really like that. We're looking at photos of her right now. She's a strange woman, but she's really pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. I've played a couple shows with her, and she's just... she puts on a good show because it's so bizarre, and she's so in character.
Yeah.
When she goes on stage, and she's not like her character on stage at all. So.
Do you talk to her a few times?
Yeah, and she has a couple of different albums.
Yeah.
Tales from the Pantry, and then there's
looks like the one here that, what does that say? The Joy of Hosen?
Oh, yeah, The Joy of Hosen.
Oh, that's a book, I think.
Is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, well, anyway.
That's
so,
great.
Yeah. So that was my, what was that, my number eight?
Yes, it was.
So go ahead.
Semi-sweet. Well, my number seven was going to be Ice Cream Man.
Oh, right, it was.
By Van Halen.
But I stole it from you.
You did, sadly. But it means I get to play something that might annoy you. But
Bruce Springsteen?
No.
Oh.
I don't think he ever wrote any songs about food.
Yeah.
But They Might Be Giants sure did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I like this song. This is Dinner Bell. This is from their 1992 record, Apollo 18. And it's kind of just it's a song about Pavlov and his dogs and how he experimented on them. You know, that mm-hmm. whole thing, making them salivate, ringing the dinner bell and stuff. And it's told from this guy who's kind of... I don't know. He says, I've been leaving on my things. So in the morning, when the morning bird sings, there's still dinner on my dinner jacket till the dinner bell rings. And like, he won't eat. He doesn't want anything to eat until he hears the bell. Then he wants to eat. And he lists off a whole bunch of things that he doesn't want. And these are some of the things he doesn't want. Pizza. He doesn't want a piece of peanut brittle. Doesn't want a pear. He doesn't want a bagel. He doesn't want a bean. And he wouldn't like a bag of beef or a beer or a cup of chowder, corn cake, or creamed corn flour. Because he's waiting for the dinner bell.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want any of that stuff.
But after the dinner bell, then maybe he will?
Oh, yeah. Then he'll get really hungry.
Okay.
Yeah. And he says, I don't know whether I'd rather be having a bottle of vinegar. I don't know whether I'd rather be having an egg. I don't know whether I'd rather be having an order of bacon or whether I'd rather be having a basket of garlic bread. I don't know whether I'd rather be having some pie or saving my appetite because I'm waiting for the dinner bell.
Right. He doesn't even know what his deal is as far as hunger goes until he hears that.
Yeah, he's been conditioned.
Yeah,
just like Pavlov did to his dogs. This is They Might Be Giants from 1992. Dinner Bell.
Number seven.
I've been leaving on my things, so in the morning when the morning bird sings, there's still dinner on my dinner jacket till the dinner bell rings. I'm waiting for the dinner bell to do the bell thing. Dinner bell, ding, ding, ding. Waiting for the dinner bell to do the bell thing. Dinner bell, ding, ding, ding. Waiting for the dinner bell to do the bell thing. Dinner bell, ding.
He's still not hungry. Nope.
No, well, and the dinner bell hasn't rung yet.
Yeah. Keep waiting. But yeah, that's They Might Be Giants.
I love those guys.
They're fun. They're just fun, and they're perfect for a list like this because they actually have a bunch of songs about that could fit. I think. Can't think of any off the top of my head right now, but that is Dinner Bell and Ryan Blake. What is your number seven?
My number seven is called Banana Pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, now I'm getting hungry again.
Yeah, this is by your favorite Jack Johnson.
Oh, okay. I can tolerate some Jack Johnson. I honestly, I don't know if I could listen to a whole album though, because every song I've heard sounds exactly the same.
Well, I mean,
maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just the ones I've heard.
Well, because when he's doing something really specific, you know.
Yeah.
And he does it really well.
True.
But this particular song, Banana Pancakes, I'm trying to find what, because I can't remember what album it's from. But it's from 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll have to get back on that. I thought I wrote it down. But anyway, but it's kind of about the idea. It's sort of a love song, but it's about the idea of.
He's in love with Banana Pancakes?
No, he's in. Oh. It's about his girlfriend at the time, but his wife. And Banana Pancakes is something they do.
It's like their weekly ritual.
Yeah, something. It's actually their weekend weekly ritual,
I like
and
that.
It's like a thing that they always. It's just something that they share together.
That's like if my wife wrote a song called Spinach Pie.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's.
It's like I'll make you banana pancakes and pretend it's the weekend now. So
aww.
It's like on some whatever day, he sings the song to her and like let's sleep in.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretend it's the weekend, and we'll stay in, and I'll make you banana pancakes.
That's comforting.
So
comfort food.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So this is from 2005. I don't know the name of the album.
Is it Sleep Through the Static? No.
No.
In Between.
It's In Between Dreams.
Hey, all right.
Look at you.
I can't believe I know that. Yeah. So, shall I?
Banana pancakes.
Number seven.
Number seven.
Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe, like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. Then we could pretend it all the time, Lord. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Can't you see, can't you see? Rain all day and I don't mind. But the telephone's singing, ringing, it's too early, don't pick it up. We don't need to, we got everything we need right here, and everything we need is enough. Just so easy when the whole world fits inside of your arms. Do I really need to pay attention to the alarm? Wake up slow, mm-mm, wake up slow. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you this. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time, yeah. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Rain all day and I really, really, really don't mind. Can't you see, can't you see?
All right. I admit I actually like that a lot. It really, yeah. It seems like it should be played on a ukulele, though.
Yeah. Well, the second verse starts with the Hawaiian halaku ukulele, which it's like play the ukulele is what he's saying.
Oh, but does he play?
He doesn't play the ukulele.
He's telling you to do it.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to. I see how he operates. But yeah, it's perfect for today, man, because it's raining. It's been raining all day. And,
there ain't no need to go outside.
Yeah. But let's cook up some banana pancakes right here in the studio, man. Shit. That's Ryan Blake's number seven.
I totally don't like banana.
What?
In things.
Oh, man. That's too bad.
But like a regular banana, I like banana, but like banana flavored things, I don't really like too much.
I don't understand that.
I don't know.
That's okay.
Few people do.
That's okay, man. You can eat something else. You can have what this next song's singing about. this is my number six. This is Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Yeah, I like them. They have an album that came out in 1968 called Bookends, and just an amazing record. It's got some of the best songs ever written. It's got America. It's got Mrs. Robinson, Hazy Shade of Winter, all that good stuff. And it has this little ditty called Punky's Dilemma. And I think basically Paul Simon just got really stoned and started writing. If you look online, there's a lot of people debating what the meaning of this song is. Because he mentions Mary Jane. There's a character, he says, Old Roger Draft Dodger leaving by the basement door.
Uh-huh.
So everyone's like, oh, it's about politics. It's about... I don't think so. Because the first verse, he says... wish I was a Kellogg's cornflake, floating in my bowl, taking movies, relaxing a while, living in style, talking to a raisin who occasionally plays L.A., casually glancing at his toupee. I think he's just, it's like a stream of consciousness. He's just stoned. Yeah. Wish I was an English muffin about to make the most out of a toaster. I'd ease myself down, coming up brown.
Whoa.
Yeah. I prefer boysenberry more than any ordinary jam. I'm a citizen for boysenberry jam fan.
Yeah, no, I am too.
Yeah, and check out the bass in this song. I wrote down who played it.
Oh, I'm so excited now to hear the song.
Joe Osborne.
I'm going to see some major bass face in a little bit.
You live for the bass face. And you're going to, you might see a little bit. But this is my number six song about food. Simon and Garfunkel with Punky's Dilemma.
Number six.
Wish I was a Kellogg's cornflake, floating in my bowl, taking movies, relaxed in a while, living in style, talking to a raisin who occasionally plays L.A. Casually glancing at his toupee. Wish I was an English muffin, about to make the most out of a toaster. I'd ease myself down, boysenberry more than any ordinary jam. I'm a citizen for boysenberry jam fan. If I'm becoming first lieutenant, would you put my photo on your piano? Jane, best wishes, Martin. Old Roger Draft Dodger, leaving by the basement door. Everybody knows when it's tiptoeing down that floor.
Yeah, I just love that song. I don't care what it means. I just don't. Just Simon and Garfunkel.
Great.
Yep. Number seven. Ryan Blake, what's your number seven? No, six. Are we on six?
Yeah, that was your...
That was my number six. I apologize.
Yeah, did you screw up?
I did.
No,
huh? Now I feel bad. No. That was my number six.
Okay.
Yeah. No, what is your number six?
My number six was by a little band called Go-Go 13.
Yeah.
This is a song called Cereal. And the chorus is, who are you to be eating all my cereal? I'm sure it's fine, but you can get your own bowl.
Oh. Well, if they get their own bowl, you can still have your cereal?
Like, you can have some of it, yeah. but just not all of it. Just get your own bowl. He's like he's just stealing your cereal. So I'm in this band. I'm in Go-Go 13.
And you play bass.
I play bass.
Yeah,
sometimes I play keys, but it depends on who can make it to the shows.
The debut of Go-Go 13.
But whenever we play this song, oftentimes we have those big, giant, those bags of cereal.
Yeah.
Like Fruit Loop colored cereal.
Yeah.
And we just chuck it out into the audience.
I'm sure the club managers love that.
One time they were really upset afterward because it was all smashed all over the ground, but we always clean it up.
Okay.
And they were like, they were giving us full on attitude. Like, no, we're going to clean it up. I mean, you know, the guys are all Mormon. You think they're going to leave a mess? No way.
I didn't know they were, I didn't know they were Mormon. Anyway.
Yeah. But it's super fun.
Yeah.
You know, and,
it's ska.
It's ska. So let's hear this. This is from the, to be released, next month.
Ooh,
album.
Sneak preview.
Go-Go 13 song called Cereal.
What's the album called?
Don't know yet.
Don't know? Wow, that's how new this song is.
Yeah.
This is impressive. This is Go-Go 13. Ryan Blake's number six.
Number six.
Ask my friends. I'm a nice guy. Give you the shirt right off my back. But if I'm cold and you got two shirts on, I don't like being your doormat. Who are you to be eating all my cereal? Who are you to be eating all my cereal? Who are you to be eating all my cereal? Sharing's fine, but you can go get your own. Cereal. Who are you to be eating on my cereal? Who are you to be eating on my cereal? Sharon's fine, but you can go get your own bowl. Your own bowl. Your own bowl. Your own bowl. Whoa. Cereal. Get your own bowl. Who are you to be eating on my cereal?
Wasn't done going.
Yeah.
That is pretty rad. Ryan Blake on bass there.
Yep,
that was Go-Go 13.
Actually, I don't even know if that was me. I mean, this is
know if it was you.
Yeah, well, this is an ongoing recording of like literally 6-7 years.
Yeah,
and I don't know that was recorded, but it could have been me. Could have not been me. I don't know.
I'm just gonna assume it was because it was pretty rad.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that sounded really good, and I kind of think it probably wasn't me, but...
Yeah. I like how he, you know, he was mad, but, you know, it's fine. Just get your own bowl.
Yeah.
He wasn't really that mad, was he?
Well, yeah.
And at the end, the guy came in and was like, it was me. Ha, 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 ha. I ate all your cereal. Good stuff. I love just super goofy ska like that.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
Awesome. My number five is a live track. It's from 1970. It is a song written and recorded originally by Tony Joe White, and it's called Polk Salad Annie. Polk Salad Annie, and this is from Elvis Presley. Mm. I do like the Tony Joe White version. It's, you know, it's kind of like Southern soul kind of thing. Elvis's version is just, he steps it up a notch, though.
All right.
Talking about polk salad. And yeah, he's really working the crowd.
You were just working the crowd just now.
I was. I worked every one of you listening. I want to keep the song going after it's over for just like 10 seconds, because there's a part where right at the end, he's like kissing a bunch of girls in the audience. Oh. And it's really such a weird moment. He's like, hell of a way to make a living, boys. And come here. You want to kiss me? And he's like, you can hear him kissing these girls. And they're like, oh, my God. It's a really odd moment. But it's kind of neat. Polk salad is a real thing that they eat in the South. It's a staple of a Southern American cuisine. It comes from the pokeweed plant. And all parts of the plant are toxic unless it is properly prepared. And it kind of just grows like a weed everywhere. And people who are really poor, just, you know, in desperate times, they go, pick a mess of it, as Elvis says.
Man, I would so potentially prepare it incorrectly.
Oh, yeah, I'd be scared, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't even bother.
Yeah. Well, if you're that hungry, I mean, they probably know how to do it.
But, you know, polk salad, it sounds pretty good.
Polk? apparently, it's like something like spinach. It's like some kind of green. Yeah.
Like arugula?
Arugula. Mm,
or kale?
Yeah, more like kale or chard. Huh. Or or mustard green or collard green.
It's like a mirepoix.
What?
Never mind.
Anyway, this is Elvis live from 1970. This is Polk Salad Annie. Check it out.
Number five.
Some y'all never been down south too much. Some y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods in the fields. And it looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Now that's poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there, and she'd go out in the evenings and pick a mess of it, carry it home and cook it for supper, because that's about all they had to eat. But they did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad Annie. Got you, granny. Everybody said it was a shame, because her mama was a working on the chain gang of mean, vicious woman. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of poke salad. And carry it home in a toast sack. Poke salad, Annie. You got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, because her mama wasn't working on the chain gang.
are wretched, spiteful, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. You suck a little poke side joint. You go away. Daddy was lazy and no count. Claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for stealing watermelons out of my truck. Passport salad, Annie. He just got you granny. Everybody said it was a shame, because her mama was a working on the chain gang. You suck a little pork salad to me. You know I need a real mess. Suck a little. Suck a little pork salad to me. You know I need a meal medicine. Suck a little pork salad. You know I need a meal. Ching ching a ching ching. Ching ching a ching ching a ling a ling. Ching ching a ching ching a ling. Ching ching a ching ching. Ching ching a ching ching a ling. Ching ching a ching ching. Ching ching a ching ching a ling. Ching ching.
Just gives me a little time to breathe, folks. It's a... What you got on? You mind?
Yes.
Okay.
Honey, please.
That's all I want to get. Sorry. Tough way to make a living, boys, I'll tell you. Thank you. I've already kissed you. You've already had it. You want it again, right? Yeah. You've already had it, too. Want it again? Okay. You have your thing back here.
Anyway.
What a creeper. What is he, Pat Sajak?
You've already had it. You want
no,
it again.
No, not Pace. I'm Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson? Yeah, he was the mad kisser. But yeah, that's Elvis. Yeah, it's a little creepy at the end there. You know? And he's all, like, panting and stuff.
Yeah.
And those girls are like, whoa!
Yeah.
But, yeah, the song is great, though. Poke salad, Annie.
Poke salad, Annie.
Come on, get your granny.
That's my number five. Ryan Blake, what is your number five?